It's time for America Outdoors Radio. The fast-paced hour of Outdoors Radio ahead is not only awesome, but unlike those other shows, you can actually sleep in for this one. Better still, we've got a special Pacific Northwest edition for you. You won't find this version of America Outdoors Radio anywhere else. And you'll only hear it here on KRKO AM 1380.
I'm glad you're here for your Saturday morning shot of the outdoors here in the Pacific Northwest. We've got a couple of great guests for you this week. We'll be talking to Brianna Bruce at the bottom of the hour. She's a local fishing guide, and this summer, she is offering fishing trips designed for kids and families, all meant not to get into trophy fish, but just to get into the fish. And that is a big part of hooking kids into the sport of fishing. After we talk to Brianna, at the end of the show, we'll talk to Bob Loomis because he's got a great lure for all of you kokanee anglers out there, and he'll tell you about it during an extended Max Minute. Speaking of kokanee again this week, that's what's also leading off this week's edition of What's Hot and What's Not here in the Pacific Northwest, brought to you by your local Sportsman's Warehouse store, which I just know, is going to have one heck of a Memorial Day weekend sale for you with lots of specials on camping gear, boots, apparel, fishing tackle, and everything else you need to have fun outdoors this summer. The annual Lake Stevens Kokanee Derby is going on as we speak at Lake Stevens. That's certainly a hot spot today. There's going to be a lot of boats on the water and a whole bunch of anglers hoping to reel in that $1,000 first prize fish. But that's not the only place to catch kokanee in the area right now. Checking in with NorthwestFishingReports.com, Lake Samish in Whatcom County was good to poster RCs recently, who launched at 6 a.m. and was back home with his boat by 8:30 with a limit of 10 to 12 inch cokes hooked right on the surface. At Lake Chelan in central Washington, one angler fishing near the state park was disappointed at catching just a few fish, but two other anglers had very good days recently, catching kokanee up to 16 inches and getting limits too. One of these latter anglers had gone up lake about 18 miles from the park for success. As an added bonus, I've been getting reports of landlocked Chinook being caught in greater numbers this spring, more than I've heard of in close to 20 years from Lake Chelan. Marine Area 6 was good on the 11th of May for halibut. It was open for fishing that day, and 108 fish were seen by creel checkers at the Port Angeles and CQ area boat ramps. Marine Area 6 in the Strait of Juan de Fuca and Marine Area 7 around the San Juans also remain your best bets for lingcod, with the lion's share of fish checked last weekend coming from these two parts of the sound. One thing that's not hot is crabbing in the South Sound this summer. That's because Marine Areas 11 and 13, the area of the Sound stretching, give or take, from Tacoma to Olympia, will not be open for crabbing. Dungeness crab numbers have taken a 88 to 90% nosedive in the last 3 years, and shellfish managers are hoping a halt in the tribal and sport harvest of Dungeness crabs will allow them to rebound. More bad news, too. This is likely going to be a closure that lasts more than 1 year. A reminder, the special hunt applications for deer, elk, bear, moose, mountain goats, and bighorn sheep are due on the 23rd to the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. So, if you're interested in applying for a tag, you need to apply soon. Finally, a reminder that Memorial Day weekend, the traditional kickoff of camping season all over the Northwest, is just a few days away. If you haven't reserved a campsite in a state park or national forest or national park campground yet, you might want to hop online and do so today. Otherwise, you can try to leave a day early and, with any luck, snag an open spot on Thursday. If you leave it to chance after that, though, and show up on Friday or Saturday, you're probably going to be out of luck. Don't say we didn't warn you, and if you are camping at a lake, don't forget to bring your fishing pole. And with that, now you know what's hot and what's not right here in the Pacific Northwest.
And with that, let's head to this week's national edition of America Outdoors Radio.
Backcountry hunters and anglers, the men and women working hard to keep public lands in public hands. Check us out at backcountryhunters.org.
Tillamook Bay is considered the greatest fishing experience on the West Coast for fall Chinook salmon and winter steelhead, and Dungeness crab is plentiful. Five major rivers connect with the ocean on the Tillamook coast. It's not unusual to snag a 40 to 50 pounder. Go out in a boat or stand on a riverbank or dock. Try fishing from a dory boat and experience the thrill of a beach launch and landing. Use spinners, sand shrimp, or salmon eggs to lure them. The fish will line up to grab your bait. Go to TillamookCoast.com/fishing to find guides and places to stay.
Springtime is prime time to head to Mardon Resort to fish, hike, boat, and see wildlife. Park your RV, pitch a tent, or rent a wonderful park cottage at Central Washington's Potholes Reservoir and go play outside. When it comes to relaxing and enjoying the outdoors, Mardon is the place to be. To find out more, log on to MardonResort.com. That's MardonResort.com to book your next getaway, where the fish bite, but we don't.
Are you an outfitter, sporting goods retailer, boat dealer, or someone else in the outdoors industry? If you are, you know targeted advertising works best. And what would work better than advertising with America Outdoors Radio? Our hour-long show is heard throughout Seattle, Everett, and the East Side every Saturday morning, and your message will be heard there too. Better still, our rates are way more affordable than you think. Want to find out more? Contact me, John Cruz, through my website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's America Outdoors Radio, bringing you more business.
It doesn't matter what sort of adventure you're after, whether it's big game deep in the backcountry, a day of fishing out on the water, or an overnight in the great outdoors. At Sportsman's Warehouse, we've got the gear in here for what you need out there. Gear up for your next adventure at one of the Sportsman's Warehouse stores or shop online. Sportsman's Warehouse, America's premier outfitter.
It's time for another local shot of the outdoors. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, and you'll only hear it here on Fox Sports 1380 KRKO.
Summer's coming up. You might be wondering to yourself, what are you going to do with the kids? Well, you could take them fishing. And if you want to make sure they have a great time while they're doing it, maybe for the first time, I've got just the person to call. Her name is Brianna Bruce. She owns a guide service called Livin' Life Adventures. She's located right here in Snohomish County, and she wants to take your kids fishing. Brianna, welcome back to the show.
Good to be on.
So, Brianna, tell me more about these special kids fishing trips you're offering this summer.
So I've been thinking about it and having kids out on the boat on some of the longer trips. Their attention spans don't quite last. So I'm going to start offering shorter trips. They're going to be 3-hour trips for up to 4 people in the boat. And we're just going to go out on a local Snohomish County lake, like Flowing Lake or Lake Rosiger, something like that. And we'll go out, fish for whatever's going to bite, try to find some action, have a fun day on the boat, keep the kids' attention, and get you out. I'll help teach in case you want to go out and try it on your own afterwards, or if you just want a relaxing day where you don't have to chase the kids around the lake, I can do that for you.
One key when it comes to kids and fishing is drinks and snacks. Are you offering that?
It's always good to bring your own, make sure everyone has what they want to eat, but I'll have some stuff on the boat.
And when we're talking about kids and fishing, you and I both know this. It doesn't have to be a big fish. It just has to be any fish. So are we talking just trout or are we talking something else?
We'll target anything that's biting. So depending on what lake and the time of year, we'll either go for trout or even maybe kokanee, perch or sunfish, something like that. Whatever's going to be good action for the kids to keep them entertained.
You know this as well as I do, Brianna. Catching a sunfish under a bobber is just as fun for a 3-year-old as reeling in a trout off a flashlight troll. So it's all good as long as they're catching fish, as long as they're having fun. And these are pretty affordable trips too, aren't they?
They are. I'm offering the 3-hour trip for $200. That's flat rate for the boat, up to 4 people.
Folks, that's a pretty good deal. That's $50 a kid for an experience they're going to remember for years to come. The place to go to find out more is livinglifeadventures.com. No G, livinglifeadventures.com. The guide is Brianna Bruce. Trust your kids with her. She's going to show them a good time. Thanks, Brianna.
Thank you.
There's a whole bunch more of the great outdoors coming your way on Fox Sports 1380.
Backcountry hunters and anglers, the men and women working hard to keep public lands in public hands. Check us out at backcountryhunters.org.
NorthwestFishingReports.com is the Northwest's largest fishing reports website, featuring well over 50,000 fishing reports, videos, articles, and more. All 100% free. Catch more fish with Northwest Fishing Reports. Log on today.
Let's get back to the local outdoors scene. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio. Heard exclusively here on Fox Sports 1380 KRKO.
It's time for another Max Minute.
Fish on.
Brought to you every week by Max Lure Company. With us again this week is Bob Loomis. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, John.
Bob, a lot of people have got kokanee on the brain, especially this weekend because the annual Kokanee Derby at Lake Stevens in Western Washington is happening, and just got some news from Dvorak Reservoir that the size of the kokanee there has been increasing. A lot of good news on the kokanee front all over the Northwest.
Well, you got to remember, the kokanee fisheries, you know, it's been the largest growing faction in the fishing industry out here in the Western states for about the last 4 or 5 years.
So if there's anybody out there today, whether they're fishing Dvorak Reservoir or whether they're fishing at Lake Stevens and trying to get a money-winning fish in the boat, do you have any suggestions on what they can use?
You know, I just might. I just happen to have what we call our Smileblade Kokanee Hoochie. It's a small squid body paired with one of our pill floats, along with a smile blade on top of it. And between the movement and the colors that you get out of it, it's absolutely fantastic for kokanee fishing.
So you're holding this. It looks like a great lure. Why the pill float?
Well, the pill float, remember, gives it that added buoyancy or that added flotation with the smile blade moving whatever's behind it. So with the pill float adding that buoyancy to it, you get a real added movement out of that, as well as it's a high UV painted pill float, so you get the color out of it also.
Well, there you go, folks. If you are trying to catch some kokanee today and you haven't gotten out on the water yet, or you need to take some time off the water to run to the store, consider buying the Smileblade Kokanee Hoochie from Max Lure Company. It just might be the game changer that'll get you into some derby money or get some fish into the boat. Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you.
That's a wrap for this week, but don't worry. We'll be back next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with more local outdoors right here on Fox Sports KRKO.
Want to put a smile on your face? Start off by putting a smile blade from Max Lure Company on your line. Max smile blades come in different sizes and spin at slow speeds, not like those metal blades on other lures. Buy them separately or on ready-made rigs like the Wedding Ring Spinner, Double Whammy, Wally Pop, and more. Smile blades work for trout, bass, walleye, as well as other species, and when that fish hits, you'll have a grin on your face that won't go away. The Smile Blade, only from Max Lure Company.